As we begin yet another week to which our Lord has brought us here, thanks be to God to this holy altar before His presence, His divine presence, we celebrate these sacred mysteries. And not only do we celebrate today, and we are allowed to do so today, the repetition of the propers and readings of yesterday's Mass, which are very appropriate. Our Lord weeping over Jerusalem, who was betraying Him. And then all the different things that happen, especially as we see in the Old Testament reading. The feasts of today are two martyrs, not really related except by their being members of the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. The first one is Saint Tiburtius, and he was a deacon of Rome. And he died in the era of the persecution of Decius, the emperor, but not exactly under him, because he died in 286. Decius was emperor in 250. And he was tortured in many, many ways. And finally, after the tortures did not convince him to abandon his faith in Jesus Christ, he was beheaded. And then the other one, who again may or may not have known St. Tiburtius, very probably not, and who was after him, is St. Susanna. And she did not have a banjo on her knee. St. Susanna, a virgin and martyr, she died in the year 295. She too was tortured, beaten from head to toe in many ways. And finally, when she did not give up her faith in Christ, her head was lopped off, just like St. Tiburtius and so many, many others. So we give thanks to God for these saints. And we give thanks to God in the very times in which we live, which are oftentimes very stressful, and the sufferings that He permits us, which we do not understand most of the time. And we cannot fathom how it is that these things are taking place, but they do. And so we give them up to Christ through His Most Holy Mother, especially Our Lady of the Assumption of Częstochowa, and Saints Tiburtius and Susanna. And we can have a banjo on our knee if we want. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.